The biggest mistakes chief executives make with Facebook. That's coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. Nearly three-quarters of Americans use Facebook every day. For comparison, only about a quarter use Twitter that much. It means Facebook provides a lot of opportunity for chief executives, but also some special challenges. Alexandra Samuel is the author of Working Smarter with Social Media. She's also a frequent contributor here at the Wall Street Journal. Alexandra, what's the worst mistake CEOs make with Facebook?
I have to say the number one mistake a CEO can make is to ignore Facebook. Facebook is now part of the daily lives of the vast majority of Americans and many, many people around the world. And if you aren't using Facebook enough to understand what that culture is about, how it affects the way people learn and experience the world and sustain their friendships, then you are out to lunch on a fundamental aspect of your customers' daily life.
Yet it's got to be a difficult task trying to walk the tightrope between sharing too much or, as you say, letting it all hang out, or on the other hand, being too buttoned up and coming off as stiff and impersonal.
Absolutely. And, you know, the truth is we all struggle with that line, so some of us more than others, I will admit. I have a chronic overdiscloser. But I think in the case of CEOs, they also, of course, have a lot of assets, and I encourage CEOs to draw on their social media teams as resources in figuring out what their voice should be on Facebook. And the reality is that as a CEO, you have an incredible platform. People are curious about you both for your insights into the world, for your knowledge about your own business, and also to some extent, you know, many CEOs are essentially celebrities now, and there's a certain level of personal curiosity that goes with that. And so a CEO who can find her voice on Facebook, find a way of sharing what's going on with the business, with the industry, that's an incredible way of reaching your customers and your employees directly and, if I may use the overused word, authentically, that media, other kinds of media just don't provide anymore.
Something else that might be tricky to navigate is employee privacy when you're the boss. You know, who to friend at work, when to comment, that kind of thing. Do you have any tips there?
Absolutely. So, you know, this is where you really have to let your employees be in the driver's seat and recognize that for people who aren't CEOs, the world of Facebook is very flexible. There's no one right way to use Facebook. So there are some people who use Facebook entirely as a professional presence. There are some people who use Facebook entirely as a personal network. And you need to respect the fact that for some of your employees, hearing from their CEO on Facebook would be creepy. So, you know, the way to go about that is to let your employees know that you're on Facebook. You know, it's the kind of thing you can make known through, corporate communications channels. And then if they want to friend you, you accept their friend requests, always, always, always. But you don't post on your employees' walls or comment on their posts unless they're explicitly engaging you. So, you know, if one of your employees shares something that you've just written, you know, maybe you've written an op-ed somewhere and they've posted it to their Facebook wall and made a comment about it, it's totally appropriate then for you to reply and say, hey, thanks for sharing this. I'm really glad you called out this particular point. But you have to be careful not to be intrusive and to let your employees sort of set the tone individually of how much they want to engage with you.
Another pointer you give chief executives is don't go it alone. What do you mean by that?
This is a space where there is, in fact, professional expertise available. And, you know, I have seen executives, not just CEOs, make the mistake of assuming that they know how to use Facebook because, you know, their kids have shown them how to press the post button. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, Facebook is a strategic communications channel, and that is particularly true for CEOs. But, you know, the higher up you get on the corporate ladder, the more your Facebook presence is going to reflect on your company. And so it really behooves you to sit down with your social media team, ask them to help you come up with a strategy from the outset and kind of define your voice, come up with some ideas of what kinds of things you're going to share. And I would use them as training wheels. You know, certainly, even if you're the kind of CEO who thinks you'll be able to maintain your presence, and that may not be realistic. But even CEOs who maintain their own Facebook presence, post their own photos, and so on, should start out by asking their social media team to, you know, review everything they post before they post it, just to make sure they're on track. And then, of course, for other CEOs, it's going to be more realistic to have their presence set up in a way where they can ask people on the social media team to ghostwrite posts for them, and or you know, probably better, post to a profile page where it's a little more obvious that it isn't necessarily the CEO who's posting, because that ghosting thing can kind of bite you.
Any other tips or pitfalls you think people should watch for?
And, you know, I think the most difficult thing for CEOs, in a way, is finding the right level of personality to inject into a Facebook presence. Because, you know, a Facebook wall that is just like a series of corporate press releases is not very engaging. And yet, I don't think anyone wants to see their CEO saying, you know, here I am lying on the beach by the yacht I just purchased with the money I got by not giving you a raise this year. So it's important for CEOs to find something they can share that feels a little more personal without, frankly, flaunting their wealth, you know, in a culture where, in a context where that kind of thing is increasingly frowned on. And so I would say, you know, good kinds of things to share. If you're a fan of a particular sports team, you know, you can share occasional posts about games you've gone to, as long as you're not, you know, posting from the VIP club box. If you are an avid reader, share your thoughts on the books you're reading or the concert you just attended. Those are the kinds of things people want to see. They give a sense of you as a human being, and they're not going to overstep.
Alexandra Samuel is a frequent contributor here at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now you can look for us on the Google Play Music app. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.